Blog Talk Radio.
The very geeky show. The kind you listen to with mother.
Socially.
Social Geek Radio guest. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Stagecoach, Texas with Jack Munson, and we're going to play that game, Where in the World is Jack Munson Today?
Hi, Deb. How are you? I am actually, believe it or not, I am actually at home in Sweet Home Chicago today.
And did you get snow?
No. We had snow yesterday morning. And today it's just cold, and tomorrow it'll be 65. So welcome to springtime in Chicago.
Yes, well, it was rainy today here in Houston, but it's going to be in the 80s, so we're all good. So winter will really go away for everybody, and spring will come, and it'll turn into summer. We'll all be complaining about that. But thank you. You had a great show last week. I got to listen in. I was, as you said, out on assignment, so you had some fun with our guests, Ken and Elisa. It was really good.
Yeah, they were terrific. Lots of insight on some of the things happening with BrandTech coming up on the 10th and 11th of April in Denver. And I got to tell you, speaking of weather, I just set my my Weather Channel app on my phone to keep track of the weather coming up for the 10th and 11th in Denver. And I think we're going to have nice weather. So there's no reason not to come to Denver.
That's true. If you say it's going to be nice, then it must be so, because you know, everything that Jack says and you hear on the internet is certainly going to – it's true. I believe you.
It's absolutely true.
Absolutely
true.
Especially
if you're recording this right now. So.
That's right. And it goes to iTunes and, you know, and Social Geek Radio, Facebook page, and yes, it's certainly going to be true. So speaking of BrandTech and announcements, there was a big announcement that came out this week that they've added another keynote speaker.
And that's someone from YouTube, is that right?
Yes, CC Chow from actually YouTube, Google. It's all, you know, all the same.
Yeah.
Everything's Google today. So I don't know about you, but, you know, I really want to be a YouTube radio star.
Yeah, I definitely think that's something that we could up our game here with Social Geek Radio, maybe going to a YouTube channel. We'll have to get some tips from CC on that.
I'm impressed
though, because if you think about it, BrandTech has we've got people from Google speaking.
Yeah.
We've got people from LinkedIn, and now we have CC Choi from YouTube speaking. So I mean, we've got a majority of the places where our attendees spend most of their day. Are going to be there and helping people come up with some new ideas and sharing some best practices. So I'm really excited about that. So no word yet on MySpace. I don't think there is anyone there to come out and talk to us this year, but maybe next year.
Maybe next year, we'll see. And speaking of speakers and looking forward to the presentations, we have a very special guest tonight who's on my panel. And I'd say if anyone that uses Google within the franchising space, Susan Glossby is the queen of Google Apps and what she does with Fit for Mom. So, Susan, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be with two of my favorite people tonight.
Aw, that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah, we're her favorite. And it must be true because she said it here on Social Geek Radio.
See?
Yeah. So you're on my panel, which, again, I'm so glad that I don't compete against Jack, and we'll be on separate days. But you'll join me along with Chad Stewart, who's the Director of Marketing of and network vision of Alpha Graphics, which is based out of Salt Lake City. And then Jason Paulo, who's the co-founder of Monkey Business, which is based in Denver. And together we're going to be talking about lead generation and different tools and how to, you know, for franchise development. But what you'll be focusing on and what I'm really fascinated with and why I'm thrilled to death that you accepted my invitation to join us, it really does start like with the software. And Fit for Mom has embraced Google in more ways than one. So why don't you share with us a little bit about what you're going to share at the panel and what you guys do with
sure.
the Google app.
Sure, no, absolutely. We moved over to Google Apps for Business actually just about 1 year ago. And we moved over all of our franchisees. So we have about 300, we have around 300 Google business accounts. And everyone is using, obviously, Mail, using Drive. And then we really, really use Hangouts a whole lot for interacting with franchisees. And we host events on Hangout as well. So, for example, today, Farrell Verusco, who's our National Fitness Director, every month she has an instructor hangout where not only our franchisees but our instructors across the country as well can hop on a Google Hangout with Farrell, and she walks them through an upper body workout for a few minutes, and then they got on and shared ideas and asked questions and got support from one another. So it's been a great way not only for our franchisees and instructors connect with our corporate staff, but also to connect with each other. And we find that even whether we're there or not, even our franchisees are connecting with each other on Hangout. And there's just, you know, phone calls are fantastic and emails are fine, but when you can actually see that person face to face, it really, really adds to that relationship building. And that's what we think is so key in franchising. It is all about relationships, right? So the more that we can nurture those relationships and using technology to do that, the better.
I was having lunch with a franchise professional. Actually, he's a business coach today, and he was asking about various people in franchising. He said, oh, have you met so-and-so, and have you met so-and-so? And it's like, oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I have. And then I had to stop and say, wait a minute. I haven't met them in IRL, in real life, but I've done lots of hangouts with them or video calls. So I feel like I've met them in person,
right.
But when you're doing the hangouts with, and you said this instructor was showing moves or things, is it still that only 10 people can join the hangout?
So how
is that working?
Mm-hmm. Right. So you can have more than 10 people on the hangout. It's just that you can send video feeds at a time. So what we do, for example, one of our other meetings that we do on Hangout every month is our Franchisee Advisory Council. So when our Franchisee Advisory Council is normally around somewhere between 12 and 14 folks, and what we do for that is we rotate people in and out. So we bring people on air, and then they can, you know, we work around it so that everyone can get some presence and see each other. But we find that works out really well.
Cool.
Susan, that's really impressive that you've moved a system of that size within a year over to all of these Google apps. Two questions about moving everybody over. First, was there a lot of resistance by franchisees, and how did you work around that? And then second question is, what was the spark, or what was the thing that made you guys say, yes, we're going to do these Google apps?
The big thing for us is that all of our franchise owners are, well, every franchise owner, every business owner is busy. Everyone in the world right now is busy, right?
Right.
Our franchisees in particular are running a business that is supportive of motherhood. So they are still being full-time moms to their kids. And they have a business that they can bring their kids to stroller child classes and teach still. They work on the fringe hours of the day. They'll work in the morning. They'll work at nap time. They'll work at night. And many of our owners are now beginning to have more school-age kids. And And also the other fact about our business is that our businesses are happening in the community. They don't have a brick-and-mortar location. They're teaching classes in parks, shopping malls, community centers, roller skating rinks, movie theaters, wherever they can have a class, that's where they are. So they need to run their business in a mobile way. And the systems that we had, they couldn't do that. They could not, in a consistent way, they could not get their mail on their phones. They weren't able to access our support materials from a mobile device. And so it was really timely for us. And the third component that was that we saw in our Google Analytics that the number of people going to our website from a mobile device was far beyond the average percentages of people accessing websites mobilely. And so we knew that we needed, for our franchisees' sake and to simplify their life and their business, we needed to move to mobile business tools for them to run their business. And then we also knew that we needed to move to responsive websites so that our customers and their customers could get the information that they needed when they're sitting in the carpool line and, you know, surfing the internet, or they're at the park, or they're in the doctor's office, you know, waiting. And that's where moms are. Moms are on their phones and their tablets when they're in those waiting times. So we knew we needed to do those things. So our franchisees, honestly, they were just over the moon excited. They were thrilled. They were scared to death, of course. The franchise owners that have been with us a long time, change is hard, right? Any change is hard. But we knew that this change was really going to make a difference for their business, and we knew that it was going to make their business easier for them to run. A few things that we've seen is that we've had people tell us, we renewed our franchise contract with you because you invested in us and invested in our lifestyle and what we want for our business. And you made it so much easier for me to run my business that I'm going to stay with it for another 3 years. It really was a huge change for them. So so many of them had Google Mail accounts for personal accounts anyway. It was a familiar platform to move to. It was something that they intuitively knew that, okay, we're going Google, as they say. It really is going to be something that's good for me. In that regard, there really wasn't a lot of resistance at all. They were excited and they were scared and they were like, okay, how do I access all of, my support materials? But we also moved over to other platforms at the same time. So we took everything that they used to be for, we dumped it upside down and gave them all new stuff. And so it was a challenging time, but exciting and great. And the feedback that we got was just, has been so positive.
That's a great story, and I hope the Google folks are taking good care of you, because I think you guys could be a shining example of the franchise industry of how to execute a big plan like that. And I would guess too, like you said, that going Google has a certain appeal to it, as opposed to if you were trying to push everyone to one system for video conferencing, and then you have to, you have to start up with this other system for all of your documents, and
right.
Having it all, as a Google branded thing, probably really got people excited about the project.
They did, and they really did, and like I said, the feedback has just been so positive, and even with all of the changes that we did, we're also using a system called Zendesk. And we're using Zendesk where that's where they have their platform where they connect with each other and where they get all of their help from franchise support. And so we were able, and that integrates with Google Apps as well. So we were also able to leverage a lot of those connections within Google that they have relationships with a lot of other platforms. So even our CRM, for example, for our franchise owners that we use on a corporate level, that's also a Google App integration. So.
And so for at the corporate level, your CRM for franchise development, that's all through a Google app as well?
Yep, exactly.
Great, wow.
And just think of the presence that you have and FitForMom has with all of your franchisees on Google. I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And then, I mean, you know, our national conference is coming up as well. Actually, 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks after our FinTech in Denver, our national conference is in San Diego. And it's, we are doing our conference every 18 months now. And so much has happened in our business in the last 18 months, from moving to new websites and all of the technology changes. And we had a brand change. And so we've had all these fantastic things that have happened. But the big thing of when in using Google is, we're no more printed manuals, folks. We are, everything's going to be in Google Drive. So we'll use Google Drive for all the you know, the handouts for franchisees. And we'll do a virtual packet for our sponsors. I'm really excited about using Drive in that way, too.
That's so exciting. Now, Jack, you probably don't know, you know, I saw, well, it was Stroller Strides at the time. They had an annual conference. And I kept seeing on the social media some of their events, some of their sessions, they were publicizing it. So, Fit for Mom, Stroller Strides, your brand does an exceptional job, not just engaging with your franchisees, but with your customers. So that, you know, if a customer wanted to view one particular instructor or presentation at your conference, you actually opened it up to the public to where it was being publicized on the internet.
We had two keynote speakers at that conference 18 months ago, and we had Dr. Alan Green, who's a pediatrician, and we had Robin O'Brien, who does a lot of work around children's allergies and environmental toxic exposure around foods and chemicals and things like that. And they we opened up those sessions online and on our website live, and customers could benefit from those presentations too. So it was great. We had an interactive chat going on, and yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. I mean, technology has been, and we've been around 12 years, and we've been doing webinar sales presentations for 10. We've always been early adopters of technology, partly because of our market. We needed tools that, we don't do. So those of you who may not know a lot about franchising, most franchisors do something called a discovery day, where they bring out potential candidates or learn about the company and do that. And we don't do that. We're a business community. We, our target franchisee is a mom. And so she's not going to come out to corporate headquarters and visit with us. We needed to be able to, you know, do something on her level, and whether it's at nap time or at night. So, we've been using webinars for a long, long time. And so it's been great to see the evolution of all these tools as well over the last 10 years
What do other franchisors say when you tell them that you don't do an in-person discovery day? Do their heads start spinning? Or
It kind of does look like that. And they look at me like I have three heads, because they're like, how can you possibly do that?
The cost savings and the efficiencies that you guys have built into, you know, not having all of this, you know, travel time and everything from travel to printing and everything else. It's really quite impressive. I'm a little blown away that it's only taken you guys a year to get to this point with Google. So
it's exciting. It really is. I tell people we brought on a new COO in October, and it's our first male employee. And so it's been great. But up until then, we said that we were a lean mama machine, and we had 12 corporate staff who are, you know, all moms and working full time plus. And we were just we've done some really, really amazing things with the small staff and some great franchisees who are willing to jump on board and go on this ride with us with all these different changes in technology.
Yeah, I'd say it's a very unlikely franchise brand. I think anybody from the outside looking in would say that it's just it's unlikely that a brand like yours could be so digitally savvy. I mean, and you've used Google and you've used other platforms for so many years that it does blow us away to and probably I'd have to say it has to add to why your growth has been great and you reach audiences.
Absolutely. And it also speaks, a bit to that article that I wrote that came out in Franchise mm-hmm. World. We need to know our demographic, right? So we know that our franchise candidates and our franchisees and our customers, they're moms. So we need to meet them where they're at. They're on Facebook. They're in social media. They're, whether it's Twitter or YouTube or wherever, we need to be there and we need to be present there because that's where our customers live and that's where our franchisees live. So that, in some ways that drives it, that, we want to be engaged with our consumer and that's where we need to be.
Yeah, you've met the need of not only your franchisees, but certainly your consumers, your clients. It's great. Love to see it. And then your mid-year conference, which you did not too long ago, I love the way that you used a digital platform and your speakers came in and out of the green room or whatever you'd call it. And thank you. I love being one of your presenters. And it was just, I'm sitting there going, I'm blown away. This is really cool. I'm watching presentations and then waiting for the next person to come in. And it just really moved so, it looked like it was just effortless, what you put together.
Great. Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. We've definitely perfected it over time, but it is, it's great to have, that virtual conference that you were on with us. I mean, we had presenters from all over the country on one digital platform, like you said, and it's, bringing one presenter on, just say you're bringing a presenter on stage, and then they finish up,
right.
And, we have a little intro, bring on the next presenter, so...
Right. And it had video, had audio. So it's like a lot of times people will think
chat.
A webinar. You had to chat. And the multitasking was, it was a little bit, it's like, okay, I can do this. You've got the video going, you've got the chat going, you've got questions coming from the audience as though, they're raising their hand. And great job. And I think more and more franchise brands really will follow your lead.
Well,
so I'm watching
always happy to share and happy to help anybody who's interested. So,
well, you will be sharing a lot.
Let me ask you both about what you want to share at FranTech. What would you like the attendees of your panel session to walk away with? What's one tip or one piece of knowledge that you want people to walk out of there with?
Well, and I'll go first and I'll let Susan. I mean, I think that the attendees will walk away learning how to establish that trust that's needed not only within the franchise system but certainly with the customers and how to use these digital platforms in order to build that. What
absolutely.
Do you think, Susan?
Yeah, absolutely. And engage people where they are and figure out – and I think walk away thinking, right? I want them to walk away thinking about, okay, how does what I just heard – impact my brand and my company and what steps can I take to get there, to get where we want to go.
And I think you hit it on the head, too, when you were talking about the demographics of your customers and franchisees. That's probably where the folks attending should start. Walk away thinking about who are my customers, are my current customers the same target that we've always wanted to have, and how do we get there? So, and I think if they know that first, then they can make some decisions on, how savvy are these customers and where are they living in the digital world and, where do we need to be to try to get to them? I think the old thinking with so many of these brands was, how do we get people to come to our website or how do we get people to come, to where we want them to come to? And I think... I think if you guys can help instill that idea of go to where your audience is, I think you're definitely going to have some happy folks walking out of that panel.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's franchisors that are missing some customers because they don't know where they are, and they haven't reached out at these other channels and haven't broadened their horizon to search for them. So I think they're going to pick up a lot of new customers when they pick up some new technologies and skills that Susan and the others are going to share on the panel. So, well, Jack, we're coming down to last 4 minutes of the show.
We still need to talk a little bit about the charity event on Wednesday, April 9th in Denver.
Yes. So Susan and Fit for Mom have graciously volunteered to meet up with the Monkey Business Franchise System and Frantech attendees, and together we're going to all open up our Charity Miles app. And if you're a listener and you're not familiar with Charity Miles, go to charitymiles.org, and we're going to meet at the Marriott at 5:30, Susan, on April 9th.
Yep.
And we're going to do a couple miles. We've got Monkey Business is there in Denver, so Ashley Myers is going to show us, take us on about a three-mile walk and show us a little part of Denver that we may not be familiar with. I know I've not been. And then we're going to return, and then we're going to meet you, Jack.
Yeah, you guys will be winding up right around this time on Wednesday, April 9th. What, is that 3 weeks away? No. Oh, my goodness, that's 2 weeks away, isn't it?
Oh, my.
Yes.
We are 2 weeks from kicking off Frantech here, folks.
Yes.
So, yeah, you guys will be winding up right around this time on that Wednesday night, and all of the Frantech attendees and anyone else who's interested are all welcome to join us at the Tweetup, which is happening at the Marriott City Center in Denver in a place called the D-Spot within the Marriott Hotel. It's right off of the lobby. We'll be there at 7:30, and all of the folks from the IFA will be there, from the IFA headquarters, from the marketing and technology group within the IFA. We're all going to be there as people are sort of getting done with the charity miles and maybe just driving into town. So we hope everyone stops by, and once again, looking forward to having that experience where we're meeting a lot of people in franchising in real life for the first time, who we've spoken with over Google Hangouts or Facebook or Twitter or something like that, and actually meeting people in real life for the first time at the Tweetup.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. And Susan, we'll probably see some of your franchisees. I know we're going to see some of the Monkey Business franchisees that may not be able to attend Frantech, but certainly can join us for our walk and then our tweet up afterwards.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Good.
Well, very good, ladies. Thanks so much for your time tonight, and I'll see both of you in 2 weeks in Denver at Frantech.
Yes. Yes, sir. And if anybody has not registered yet, they still can. You just go to frantech.franchise.org, get that registration in there. If you want to reach out to us, we're happy to answer any questions. So it's great talking to you, and thank you. I will see both of you very soon.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.